Growing revelations about abusive interrogations of detainees at Guantanamo Bay and other national security settings have brought increasing attention and condemnation to psychologists and to the American Psychological Association, the APA. This brief video, relying on official reports and other now public documents, explains why. 5 days after the 9/11 attacks, Vice President Cheney appeared on Meet the Press.
A lot of what needs to be done here will have to be done quietly, without any discussion, using sources and methods that are available to our intelligence agencies.
U.S. combat operations in Afghanistan began shortly thereafter and quickly led to the detention of hundreds of prisoners. Some were incarcerated at Bagram Air Base. Some were sent to Guantanamo and to undisclosed black sites. But the White House's plan to work the dark side was imperiled by long-standing international domestic laws. The Convention Against Torture states, "Torture means any act by which severe pain or suffering, whether physical or mental, is intentionally inflicted on a person for such purposes as obtaining information or a confession." And Common Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions prohibits outrages upon personal dignity, in particular humiliating and degrading treatment, although President Bush expressed doubts about the treaty's value.
What does that mean? Outrages upon human dignity. That's a statement that is wide open to interpretation.
Early concerns from human rights groups about detainee mistreatment were dismissed by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
To be in a 8x8 cell in beautiful, sunny Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, is not inhumane treatment.
But a recently released report of the Senate Armed Services Committee reveals that by early 2002, the government had already begun to use psychologists to develop new harsh interrogation techniques. Two psychologists in particular, Bruce Jessen and James Mitchell, proposed that interrogations be based on the reverse engineering of SEER training techniques. SEER is an acronym for Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape, and SEER training was originally devised to train U.S. military personnel to resist torture if taken prisoner by enemies that did not abide by the Geneva Conventions. During this same period, Jay Bybee, with input from John Yoo and David Addington, issued two memos from the Department of Justice's Office of Legal Counsel. The first, to Alberto Gonzalez, redefined physical and psychological torture. Physical pain amounting to torture must be equivalent in intensity to the pain accompanying serious physical injury, such as organ failure, impairment of bodily function, or even death. For purely mental pain or suffering to amount to torture, it must result in significant psychological harm of significant duration, e.g., lasting for months or even years. The second memo, to John Rizzo at the CIA, concluded that the use of reverse-engineered SEER techniques including walling, stress positions, sleep deprivation, insects placed in a confinement box, and the waterboard would not violate U.S. statutes against torture. As the Senate report also notes, the approval of aggressive interrogation techniques at the highest levels in Washington led to the abuses at Abu Ghraib. The authorization of reverse-engineered SEER tactics supported the military's creation of behavioral science consultation teams, or BISCTs, comprised of psychiatrists, psychologists, and technicians. An early Guantanamo team, including APA member Major John Lesso, received interrogation training organized by Army SEER psychologist Louis Morgan Banks. What roles have psychologists played in interrogations and as BISCT members? The Senate report lists these tasks as involving psychologists: conducting detainee file reviews to construct personality profiles, providing recommendations for interrogation strategies, and observing interrogations and providing feedback.